Not yet. We haven't started yet.
Yeah, I mean, but that's where we go next.
Yeah, once we go into exec, yes, that will be. I'm just waiting for, okay, so it shows it's recording. Okay, so good evening. Today, the City Magistrate Merit Selection Commission meeting has now commenced. It is April 12th, 2022, 5:14 PM. The meeting is being held virtually due to COVID-19 to allow for social distancing and protect the public health. As we continue our efforts in meeting remotely, we ask all commissioners and guests to mute yourselves until called upon to speak to avoid for feedback and background noise. For those who have called in, dialed in using the call-in number, to unmute to speak, dial *6 on your phone. Also, prior to speaking, please announce who you are to identify yourself. And as a reminder, this meeting is being recorded, and we ask that you only use the chat function to request to speak or to announce that you are leaving the meeting so that we can track quorum. Also, in order to comply with the state open meeting law, attendance and votes will be done by way of roll call using audio and not by using the chat function. And with that, we'll go to roll call. Miriam Ferguson.
She just dropped off, it looks like.
I was gonna say, did we lose her? Okay, well, I'll come back. Suzette Jimenez. Absent. Grady Scott.
Present.
Zaida Olivier.
Present.
Dina Dieglio.
Present.
Didi Samet.
Here.
James Rappaport.
Present.
And did we get Miriam back?
I see her on here.
Yep, I think, yeah, there she is.
Yeah, she's a little frozen. Miriam, can you hear me? She's frozen on my screen, so I'm not sure if she's quite connected or not. Yeah, she looks like she might be having some connection issues.
I'll shoot her a text and just alert her that we're here.
We do have quorum regardless, so we can continue on, and then I'll just try to catch her. She can catch up with us and so forth. Okay, so you have quorum.
I move to approve the April 5th, 2022 minutes. Did everyone have a chance to review those? If not, I can confidently say they are well prepared and I think they look good.
Second.
A second.
All right, we'll go to roll call. James Rappaport.
Aye.
Okay. Dina Dieglio.
Aye.
Suzette Jimenez. Absent. Grady Scott.
Aye.
Zaida Olivier.
Aye.
Evie Samet.
Aye.
And Miriam. No. Okay. Motion passes 5-0.
And Bambi, did we have anybody who wrote in for call to the audience?
No, I did not get any request to speak.
Okay. Looks like Miriam's saying she's trying to get back on. I'm going to move that we go into executive session for item 4, and I'll alert her that that's where we are.
Okay. We need a second.
Grady Scott, second.
Hold on, I lost my paper. There it is. Oh, there you are.
Sorry. You're okay. Acting up.
That's okay. So there was a motion to go into executive session and Grady seconded. So I'm going to go to roll call. Miriam Ferguson.
Yes, also here.
Dee Dee Samet.
Yes.
Zaida Olivier.
Yes.
Grady Scott.
Yes.
Suzette Jimenez, absent. Dina D'Aglio.
Yes.
And James Rappaport.
Yes.
Okay. And
so, James, just want to clarify the, can you clarify the purpose for going into executive session? Is it to discuss the potential candidates?
Yes.
Okay, just for the record.
Okay. See you all in the exec. Over again. All right, hold on.
So you gotta call roll first then.
All right.
Yes, I gotta go back and call roll real quick. Sorry about that. And I'll indicate why. So that all right, so recording has now commenced. We were back in session starting at 8:11, going back to roll call. James Rappaport. You're muted.
Sorry about that.
Present. Dina D'Aglio.
Present.
Suzette Jimenez.
Present.
Grady Scott.
Present.
Zaida Olivier.
Present.
Dee Dee Samet.
Here.
Miriam Ferguson.
Present.
Okay. And then we had James Rappaport made a motion to send the following names in ranking order to Mayor and Council. Sarah Mayhew is number one and Kate Brenna is number two, with Zaida seconding the motion. Going to roll call. James Rappaport. I think you're muted.
Sorry about that. Aye.
Dina D'Aglio.
Aye.
Suzette Jimenez.
Hi.
Grady Scott.
Hi.
Zaida Olivier.
Hi.
Dee Dee Samet.
Yes.
And Miriam Ferguson.
Hi.
Okay, motion passes 7-0-2 for that.
And I did want to say, as this, I think this has been the case for every application cycle, I appreciate that people are willing to serve the community and put themselves out there and interview before us. It's much easier being on this side of the table than theirs, and there were excellent candidates. The cycle was no different from many others, and I'm grateful that people are willing to step up and make the time to talk with us. Any new business to take care of? I think we might be ready to adjourn.
So just real quick, I will just need the letter of recommendation. So if you can get that to me sooner rather than later, so that way, if possible, we can get it on the May 3rd council meeting. I'm going to confer with Suzanne to make sure we can get it, because technically items were supposed to be submitted last Friday, but I'm sure she'll let us push this one through.
Sure. Yeah. Could you send me a template? I can get that to you probably tomorrow.
Yeah, I will work on it and get it sent to you first thing in the morning.
Okay.
So then that way you can get it sent back. And then so right now I'm hoping that we can send it to Mayor and Council on May 3rd. If for some reason we're not able to, or if Suzanne, because the item would be considered submitted late, we would have to push it to May 17th, but I don't see her saying no. But I will let you, I'll send an email tomorrow to let you know the exact date once I talk to her. So okay. About that.
And will the candidates from today and last week be notified tonight? Did we decide how we're going to do that?
Yes. Yeah, so I was going to send an email out just, you know, very generic, you know, thank you for your time, and letting them know whether they were or weren't forwarded to mayor and council for recommendation.
Thank you.
Send a letter to them. Can we say something to the effect that about thanking them for being interviewed and that we hope that they will consider that this might not be the end of their journey and they may want to consider applying in the future.
Yeah, so like that. I'm going to do it in an email because I know everyone's on pins and needles, especially since Sarah and Kate's interviews were last week. You know, they had to wait for a week. So I'm going to just do, you know, very simple generic email to them tonight, covering all those bases.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, James, there could be, if she didn't have time to do a template, you could go back and do a search on your thing and get the one you did last time.
Yep, definitely. I'm certain I have old versions of it in my place.
I have them saved. I can get you the letter of recommendation template sent to you this evening so you can work on it.
Excellent. Sounds good.
One other thing, I did send an email out to you guys. So we don't have any more meetings coming up. The next judges up for reappointment are Judge Riojas and Judge Cranshaw. But I don't have to start notifying them until November. So it's possible we won't have a meeting until January, probably more like January because we give them the same amount of time that we would a new applicant to, you know, ask for reappointment. So, and one other thing I wanted to bring up, I still haven't received anything in regards to the reappointments of Suzette and Zaida. I will reach out to my my team that deals with that and see if we can reach out to who had appointed them before. And since, because I believe it was Regina Romero, but she was a Ward 1 council member at that time. So we're going to reach out to see if we can reach out to Ward 1 so that way we can get them technically reappointed. But I do believe, if I'm not mistaken, let's see. Oh, we still have some time for Grady. I thought for some reason it was coming up, but we're good. So we'll be good. Other than that, unless you guys had any other future agenda items, it's going to be a while. So
I just want to say to first to the commissioners, all of you, thank you. This is a lot of prep work that goes into doing this. I mean, the cycle was a little, there were fewer people this cycle, but all the same, doing the due diligence takes time and we have lives and jobs and it means a lot, not just that you're willing to, you know, put the time into doing the due diligence, but that you're here, you're present. And I feel like that was a productive, fruitful meeting. And I feel that way about basically all of our meetings. It was good to get all of your points of view and I appreciate everybody being here. I also want to say Bambi and Perry, thank you. You guys keep us on track. You got everything out super fast. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. And we will not have to, I guess we won't have to do this for a while, but it's good to end on a good note, productive meeting. And I think the mayor and council are going to have some good options.
And we're supposed to shred what we have, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
And I want to commend you, James, for doing a great job as our chairperson.
I appreciate that. Thanks very much.
I'm all sick, too. I hope you start feeling better.
Oh,
yeah, I hope you feel better.
Yeah.
Thank you, James, and fellow commissioners. It's been my pleasure working with you as well.
Thank you.
All right. I will move to adjourn.
Second.
Good night.
No roll call for that.
Bye, everybody.
Bye. 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 Have a good night.
Have a good night.